Indiana would likely have lost some federal funding if the 2020 census had been more accurate. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports. That's from a new report by the Urban Institute, a national nonprofit research organization.
No U.S. census is perfectly accurate, but besides the obvious effect of the pandemic, Diana Elliott from the Urban Institute says 2020 was always going to have some issues.
Our country now has more renters and a more diverse population, factors that make it harder to count the population.
The analysis projects that Hoosiers were overcounted by about 5,400 people. That miscount was largely driven by overcounting white people, more than offsetting black and brown Hoosiers who were likely undercounted. But the impact of that miscount is relatively minimal. If corrected, it wouldn't have affected the number of congressional representatives assigned to the state, and the state would lose $48 million in Medicaid funding if the census were more accurate, out of more than $10 billion in federal dollars for the program. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.